There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I was reminded of this album by Danny Baker yesterday, who also gave me that bonus clip. I've been looking for that bonus clip for 15 years. He sent it to me. Treasure. Treasure! 15 years I've been trying to find that clip. He sent it to me in an email. I'd forgotten. You'd not heard that version, have you, Catherine?
No, never heard that.
That's from, you know, okay, well, let's 0344-499-1000 is the phone number. Please, 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 we're asking every caller this evening to take a breathalyzer test before you call in. If you are over the limit of half a shandy, you will be asked to sit this one out. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. So, 1968-ish... The Beatles were told, you guys have got so much money, you're going to have to pay, get this, 97% tax. 97% tax unless you do some stuff. One of the things they did, which I didn't know about this, they bought an island. For a while, the Beatles owned a Greek island, and the plan was they were all going to move over there and build on it and build homes and build a recording studio and record albums on a Greek island. It never happened, Gosh. But they did buy the island. I know, isn't that insane? But they did buy an island, but they didn't go there. The other thing they did was they started Apple, which was this going to be this big business thing, and they were going to make movies and make electronics. They had an electronics department of Apple called anyone? Zapple. That's right. And it was run by Magic Alex, who was a bullshit artist from Greece. Yeah. Again, it's the Greek connection. Magic Alex is my favourite
character. He came up with all these inventions, didn't he?
Oh,
didn't
he work. Said he could. He was to stop Ringo being behind Perspex or mufflers in the studio, he said, do not worry, I can, and I'm doing the accent. I will make for you an invisible force field of sound that will be invisible, but it will stop his drums bleeding into the recording. It never worked.
Did they believe him?
Yes, they did. John Lennon was doing
what drugs were they
at
on?
The time. Heroin
oh, right,
was
yeah.
the
well,
primary
that'll do it, yeah.
one. Lot of stuff like that. And Ian... So what they also did is they went on, John Lennon and Paul McCartney of the Beatles thereof, went on a television show in America. I think it was The Tonight Show. And they said, you know, it's time to give back, you know. So if you're an artist, if you've, you know, if you think you've got talent, then we want to give you money and make you, you know, help you make records. And they also put an advert in some newspapers saying the same thing. And they were inundated with thousands and thousands of tapes, the majority of which were never even listened to. Now, here's a little side route we go down here, guys, and this is why I should be a lecturer in Beatles studies. Here's a little side route. One of the people, or two of the people, that sent in a tape but that didn't get listened to were Chris Seavey, a.k.a. Frank Sidebottom, and his brother.
Oh.
And they rocked up. They in the end, they came down from Manchester and they went and they sat in Apple Records and they said, yeah, we're not going to go until we get a recording contract. And in fairness, they were taken in and they recorded some songs, but they didn't get a contract. The only person, there were only a handful of people that got actually signed and got product released. And one of them, we're getting to the point where it's no fun anymore, to quote Crosby, Stills and Nash, sans Young, that was before Young, ladies and gentlemen. One of those people was 20-year-old heroin addict Mr. James Taylor. And he sent a tape in. I think I'm going to put my neck on the line and say George Harrison liked it. And he came in and he recorded an album and it was released. It was produced, I believe, by Peter Asher. and it flopped miserably. It's quite up-tempo, that version of Carolina in my mind. We all know it as a slower ballad, but that one rocks. There's a few songs on there that later became on to become famous stuff, but that, basically the album sold zero copies. And yesterday, Danny Baker reminded me that that album is wonderful. I used to have it on cassette. I bought it, I believe, for £1.99 in a sale in HMV on cassette, and it's an absolute joy. Now, the next Beatles connection from that album, Catherine, I am going to read out, basically, George Harrison nicked something from that album. I'm going to read, 1968 this was, James Taylor by James Taylor. I'm going to read the song titles. Stop me if you've heard this one before, okay?
Track I think one. I do know this, but go on.
Track one, Don't Talk Now. Track two, Something's Wrong. Track three, Knocking Round the Zoo. Track four, Sunshine, Sunshine. Track five, Taking It In. Track six, Something in the Way She Moves.
There it is.
There, ladies and gentlemen, George Harrison nicked the line, Something in the Way She Moves attracts me like no other lover, for his song, Something, I guess it was, yes. So there we go. That's the opening of the show. It's a Beatles lecture. The cardigan has come off. The yellow glasses are working their positive energy. And God damn it, I'm exhausted. My name is Ian Lee. This is the Late Night Alternative. Welcome, welcome, welcome. 03444991000, a phone-in show unlike any other. But hang on a second. Who's the bird?
What? Me?
The flange. Who's the flange?
What?
Who's the bit of skirt? Sorry, I was referring to you, young lady.
Wow, okay. Well, even that is inaccurate. I'm a 42-year-old professional of 20 years.
Prove it.
And technically, I am kind of running this show, but don't let that put
she's
you off.
Right. That's the
My name's Catherine
right.
Boyle, and Catherine I'll have Boyle, none of your nonsense.
You. Pleasure, pleasure to meet you, and I'm socially distancing when I say that, and I'm excited. Very, very excited to socially distance you today. Oh, I was sent a story about social distancing. I've got so many windows open. Let me just.
Well, literally, because apparently that's one way to not get it if
yeah,
you've
well,
got a nanny.
Yeah. No. Oh, that means open. I thought it meant windows on tabs. Ian Lee dildo. Let me just type in and see if that. I'm just trying to find a story that someone.
Okay, you find that. I'm just going to adjust my record player because it looks like the cat's been bouncing off it again and it's hanging off the side of my
no.
cabinet. Hang on.
Oh no. 03444991000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, why can't I? Let me just. I had a. Yes, exactly. I had an excellent story. Let me just see. Not there. Oh, first of all, here's a song by an eight-year-old. It's not mine, unfortunately. But let's just play this. This is I meant to play this last week. Here we go.
I wonder what's inside your butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole. Maybe there's astronauts and maybe there's aliens all inside your butthole. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know.
That's What's Inside Your Butthole by a young child. But it bought me time, but it didn't buy me enough time. It didn't buy me enough time. So I'm just going to type in here, social distance. Did I mean that? Yes. The person who tweeted me the story about the social distancing dildo, please.
Oh, I saw that.
Have you got it?
I haven't got it. No, I've seen it online, but I haven't got it.
3444991000.
It was the Sunday Sport, wasn't it?
Oh, that was it. And I've subscribed to the Sunday Sport now. Sunday.
You've spoiled it for yourself.
I never. Hang on a minute. I'm following. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to get slick. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I can't find the story, I'm afraid, guys. I can just find the picture. And it really is an absolute delight. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let's go to, well, okay. I'm going to say something, Catherine, and you're going to think something. And then we're going to hear something that we don't expect. Are you ready?
Okay.
Let me go through that again. I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
You're going to think something, and then we're going to hear something that neither of us were expecting. Well, I'm expecting it. You're not expecting it.
Do it.
Hello, Alan.
Yeah, hi.
See? Told you. Alan, what can we do for you, please? We were all expecting something. Oh, by the way, I'm being told that I'm very quiet and Catherine is very loud. Sam, is there anything I should be doing, or should you be doing something?
Well, that's more on me, but it seems fine, my end.
I've had two people on Twitter, and one of them is Dredge. If it was just Steve Ovell, I wouldn't believe him, because that guy's a fantasist. But Dredge, he speaketh the truth. So,
what's his problem with a forthright woman?
I do not know. Alan, how can we help you on this wonderful, wonderful evening?
Yeah, hiya. No, it was just that everything... we're all obviously concentrated on the coronavirus at the minute.
The what?
The virus at the minute.
Okay, not sure what you're talking about, but all right.
Well, yeah. but everybody's forgetting that ISIS are still on the go.
Okay, first ISIS call of the night. Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're on the go. They've tried to do a breakout in Syria of late. Kurds are having to deal with this as well as with... the coronavirus.
Are ISIS immune to corona? Is that what we're saying here?
No, God, far from it. For them, this is they're using it as because the world's taken their eye off the ball. They're actually using it as a bit of a.
If I was ISIS, well, don't breathe too deeply. If I was ISIS, I would say that I had invented coronavirus. I would try and get the credit for it.
Well,
they usually take credit for everything else, don't they?
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Yes,
to be
they haven't.
but not everybody's taking their ball off of that.
My ball? Yes.
Not put my ball anywhere near them.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
But not.
And what do you want me to do? Go and sort them out?
So we need to be more alert in that direction too, God.
I think we do need to be more alert. I mean, I've spent a lot of time dealing with them, interviewing them for, especially Brits and what have you, for documentary. What?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Me likey.
yeah,
so why,
I've got truly world-exclusive stuff. That's all.
This is why you're ringing.
why are you talking to them?
Well, I actually fought against them, and then I was interested in, well, why did they join? What was all this shit about? Why? You were educated, you came from our democracy.
Right, so what's the answer? What do they want?
So why? Many different reasons. They're all making excuses now, to be honest. Very, very few of them that will be the most honest one. Actually.
Why are you giving them airtime and airspace?
Why?
Why?
As I say, I used to fight against them. I was
okay, and now but now you're publicising them.
I'm not far from it. Trust me, I'm going to.
Well, a documentary would air their views. A documentary.
Destroy them.
Because some of the stuff that they're coming out with, you get to see the real face of them.
Well, no, but here's the thing, Alan. We know, you, me, Catherine, and I'm assuming Sam, although I'm suspicious, we know that ISIS are bad, right?
Yeah.
But the people that support ISIS, and we'll watch this film, and we'll go, yeah, I knew it, they're bad. But the people that support ISIS will watch this film and go, yes, get in there. And there's also the chance that the people, well, you don't know that.
No,
and
I
there's
do.
Also, well, you with respect, you don't.
I do.
Because, well, you don't.
I don't publicise. I have no sympathy for
them. No, but the people that watch it, the people that support them, will watch it and go, yes, yes, man, get in there.
Well, you know, they're sat there. They're making excuses.
Well, no, they're putting forward. They're not, though. I can't believe I'm defending ISIS against you, dear God. But anybody who thinks it's okay to behead somebody isn't going to be turned off by your documentary.
No.
You're not going to change anyone's opinion.
Right. There was one woman I was sitting to. She's sitting there and she's giving it this bullshit. I wanted to be...
What's your language? Alan, what's your language?
Second today.
I kind of get a bit...
Will you do it one more time and you're off?
Rescued a Yazidi sex slave during filming. It's never been done before. Now, that in itself is going to be... People are going to be crying when they see some of this footage.
Okay, but the point I was making, and it would be great if you could address that, is that you will not convince anybody who is pro-ISIS to be anti-ISIS.
This is... my aim is that they stand trial... in Syria and in...
Okay, if you could address... This is the third time. If you could address the point that I was making, you will not convince anybody who's pro-ISIS to be anti-ISIS.
Well, they're there. There's nothing you can do, nothing I can do about them.
Because a minute ago you said you would be able to convince them. So, okay.
I didn't say I'd be able to convince them.
Oh, yes, you did.
I said that it
you
would
literally
not
did.
Be,
that was when we were doing the you won't, you will, you won't, you will.
It would not be any sort of propaganda. It would not be anything beneficial to them.
But that's not what we just had a back and forth childish argument for. Okay, fine. But why are you telling us? Because I'll be honest, I don't really care.
All right, okay. Catch you later.
Bye. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. If you've half made a documentary that will never get aired, give us a call and tell us about it. Let's hear your story.
He said he was going to destroy them.
Laugh me a laugh, sing me a song. When you do, we're nothing wrong. Doobie-da-bum, be-ba-da-bum, be-de-ba-da.
Oh dear.
I have I've eaten some bad lamb, and let's just say how quickly food poisoning can happen immediately. Because I ate a bowl of bad lamb, and as I was putting the bowl in the dishwasher, I could feel the parting of, well, let's call it the brown sea. There was something asunder. And I had to dash upstairs. Here's the thing. Hasn't stopped me having another two bowls of it, though, because it may be poisonous, but it is delicious.
Okay. Well, maybe we need a code word. And maybe for tonight's show, we just don't play any low noises.
But I don't know how quickly this stuff works. 0344-499-1000. Can I say this? And yes, I can say this because I'm a 46-year-old, nearly 47-year-old father of two. And guess what, guys? I'm allowed an opinion. This person who's just tweeted Talk Radio is an idiot. I don't know who this is. George_551. You're as thick as anything. George is calling the coronavirus. George has there's a new name for the coronavirus. It's called, here we go. It's called the cancel Brexit virus. This is what we're dealing with, guys. This is what we're dealing with. Thickos. The cancel Brexit virus must not win. It's killed off a lot of Brexit voters, which was its job. Now the Brexit media wants to destroy the government to get its own way. Are you insane, George_551? Are you insane?
Hang on, is
what
he talking
about...
What the
hell is wrong with these people?
The Brexit media, or do you mean the anti-Brexit media? The Brexit media should be loving it, shouldn't they?
The Brexit media loves it. Now we've got people who think that coronavirus was created to cancel Brexit.
Right, well, this sounds a lot like some of the bullshine coming out of America at the moment, where they think that it's a democratic conspiracy, and actually no one is dying of it in hospitals. I was reading some idiot on Twitter today, just because I thought, how far will she... I'm assuming it was a she. Her surname was like 45873-5892.
She's really let down the 45783-921 family.
She reckoned her brother-in-law is a surgeon at a hospital in Minneapolis or something. And they know that the apparently the management there are fixing the stats so that they can claim more money for the hospital.
Yes,
but also it's a democratic conspiracy to undermine Trump. As if he needs any undermining.
What is jojoba?
Jojoba.
Jojoba.
Yeah, it's an oil used in a lot of sort of skin products.
Okay,
in fact, I've got some upstairs in my cabinet. Pourquoi?
What's the other oil? Jojoba, and there's the one
coconut.
Kokomo.
Coconut. Kokomo. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Say is coconut it? Again.
Coconut.
Kokomo. Say. Mm-hmm. So, what are you trying to say?
Coconut.
Mo.
No, not Kokomo.
So, what are you trying to say?
Coconut.
Kokomo. Okay.
What are you saying?
What are you saying?
I'm saying coconut.
Kokomo.
You know, big brown thing falls on your head.
Oh, racist. What's the other thing I'm thinking of?
Argan oil.
No.
Where are you rubbing this?
Yeah, you know, I used to put it on shampoos and the picture was like a thick leaf that was broken open and a clear...
Oh, aloe vera.
No, my name's Ian. Let's go to
God.
Liam.
Oh, hey, man. How's it going?
Oh, Liam. Liam, it's so nice to speak to you.
Oh, thanks, man.
What's happening with you, brother?
Not much, man. Just phoning. Wanted to phone and say hello. Sorry, I've not spoken in ages or listened to your show in ages, but...
Yeah, we've noticed, mate. We've been disappointed in our behaviour. We've been disappointed. Turns out no one's been listening for ages. We got the figures today. Anyway, is everything all right with you, Liam?
Yeah, so-so, I would say. So-so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right.
Surviving.
My friend, Mika, you remember, I saw when you played you did your show
Carolina Brunswick in Brighton, yeah, of course.
So my friend Mika, he just moved into my flat today. So that's nice.
Hey, that's good. That's good.
Yeah,
have you had him decontaminated and defleed?
I did. Well, you know what? I can see he's walked. He's just left the room after he said that. Yeah,
Has he got the virus, Liam? Has he got it? Has he got COVID-19? Has he got it?
Jesus Christ, I didn't even think of that.
Oh my God, you mean you didn't even think of that?
Well, I was more worried about the nits in his hair.
Ask him, Liam, if he's got COVID-19, and if he hasn't got it, I can get my hands on it for him if he wants it.
Tell him not exist. That's not exist. That's a Bill Gates and...
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Get him out now.
Liam, kick him out. Kick him out.
I can't, man. I can't afford the rent without him.
Okay, in that case, you just got to bite the conspiracy theorist bullet. But we're all thinking of you.
Hide all the tinfoil.
Yes, exactly. Have you written any songs recently, Liam?
Yeah, loads. I write songs most days, to be honest.
I wrote a song yesterday and I recorded it. I wrote and recorded it and it took me 7 minutes to do the music, the bass line. There's a bass line in there, the vocals, the harmonies, and then to cut the beginning and the end off. 7 minutes. What's the quickest song you've ever written and recorded?
Probably about 20 seconds, I reckon.
Okay. Yeah.
That would just be, mucking about.
Mine was not mucking about. Mine was very serious. And I was disappointed, Catherine, because I sent it to you.
Yeah.
And I said it took literally, I wrote quotes, I've got it in front of me. Can you tell it literally took 7 minutes? And you replied, ha ha, 2 minutes to find the uke. And that to me is dismissive of my art. Really surprised by that, actually, Catherine.
Were you?
Yeah, I was. Very dismissive. I would like to play the song for Liam, who is a professional musician, and for all of my fans out there.
Go for it.
So this took me 7 minutes, guys. Here we go.
Oh, that's good.
Hang on. It's opening iTunes. Here we go. Here we go. It's the $5 podcast. It's the $5 podcast. Well, you pay $5 and you have got a podcast. It's the $5 podcast.
Careful, that sounds a lot like brown noise.
Now that was loud. I recorded some brilliant. I recorded at really high level of quality and volume. What did you think to that, Liam?
I thought that was lovely.
You're being sarcastic as well. Go off to your weird friend. No, goodbye. No. 03. Go. Goodbye. He's gone. Goodbye. 03444991000 is the telephone number. I'm a polymath. Polymath isn't the one that sleeps with like loads of different men and women at the same time, is it? Good. No. I'm a polymath. This is Talk Radio.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I thought that was an excellent song. 7 minutes, that's for my new podcasts that I'm going to be doing. Did very little today. I drove to get some exercise. I drove to somewhere to get out for a walk, to have some exercise, is what I did. But that is... Oh, I tried to get through to Mystery Hour on James O'Brien, but I couldn't. The reason was, Catherine, and I think you'll enjoy this, is it was engaged, right? So I'm thinking, oh, my God, I can't get through. It's got so many callers because it's so popular. But then I thought about it. I thought, nah, that doesn't make sense. No one's that popular that it's engaged. So I worked out they must all of his callers on Mystery Hour. Yeah, sure. Why the hell not, Sam? All of his callers on Mystery Hour must be actors. Got to be actors. And they just close the line so that it sounds engaged. So people, it's the philosophy of FOMOS. I think it's called FOMOS, fear of missing out. FOMOS, fear of missing out on something.
Yeah.
And it creates hype. I mean, that whole place is riddled with hypocrisy and bullshit, but it creates hype. So I didn't get through.
Tantalizing me.
Oh, Sam, listen to this. Catherine and I have made a decision. And I'm not saying this for entertainment purposes, but some of you may find it entertaining. But this is, we had a little conversation on air last night, and I said, oh, we can have this conversation off air. And we've had this conversation, and we have made a decision about one of our callers. Do you want to explain it, Catherine Boyle? Or I will if you don't fancy it.
Okay. There is someone who's taken to calling us quite regularly who we've had this conversation with but doesn't register. I mean, he can't really engage fully. And so we've decided that it's probably best for everybody concerned that we don't put him on air anymore.
Yeah.
Because it can only go wrong. We are
that person
not...
is Catherine Boyle. No, I'm joking. Sorry.
We're not trained to deal with someone, you know, with someone with that sort of complicated a problem. And what we don't want is to upset that person in any way.
No.
Or to somehow be entrusted with more than we can deal with.
People on YouTube are going, please, dear God, let it be Barry. Unfortunately, it's not. It's... other Nigel, not Nigel from Maidstone. He's still coming on. It was another guy called Nigel. He's been calling us pretty much every day, I would say. I think maybe the last week, last 10 days or something. And he's a really, really nice guy. He's a really nice guy, very bright guy. I think he said he was 60.
Yeah.
Very intelligent, beautiful use of language and imagery. But if you have heard his calls, you'll understand why we've made the decision. Part of me felt it was exploitative. Part of me, it also upset me taking those calls. It's a minor concern, but still a concern we have to bear in mind. But as Catherine says, his struggles to grasp reality, whatever that means, He's kind of beyond what we feel comfortable talking to and with and dealing with. Dealing is the word I wanted to use, but I held off. He is beyond what we feel comfortable dealing with. Nothing against him. He's not done anything offensive in the calls. He's not been malicious or unpleasant. He's been absolutely charming, and I've enjoyed talking to him. But we have just decided that it's not in anyone's best interest to allow him to come back on. Nigel, I don't know if you're listening. I don't know if any of this is registering. Again, not you, Nigel, from Maidstone, the other Nigel. Wish you the best of luck, man. Really wish you the best of luck. So, Sam, if you could just keep an eye out and we won't be answering those calls.
The other thing is that yesterday there was a call afterwards sort of critical of that person, even in the most oblique way, and I just don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair.
No, so we made that decision. And, 0344 499 1000. We like to be honest with you, dear listeners. Because we mentioned it on air, and I just it would be easier to not have had this conversation on air with you. But I just think it's fair that you kind of understand our way of thinking and what we're trying to do here. We're trying to create a house of love. Not like that, you dirty buggers. Let's go to James. Good evening, James.
Good evening. How are you doing?
None of your business. What you got?
I wanted to raise a question. When I'm going out and about, I'm seeing people with gloves on and masks and all the corona protection. But the gloves, I don't understand what that's about, because you wash your hands anyway. So if you're keeping them on for a long period of time...
You carry on with it, Kath. I'm just going to go and get something.
OK.
What's he going to go get?
None of your business.
Oh, wow.
Probably some gloves. So what, you're concerned that they're wearing gloves and it's not doing anything? Well, you know, if they're not using them properly, it isn't doing anything. But I must admit, when I was going to the supermarket, I would have a pair of gloves that I would put on after I'd left the car, when I touched the supermarket trolley, and I took it off before I got back in my car and binned them.
Yeah, that sounds good. But even then, like, you could just wash your hands when you get in or...
but it's in the meantime when you're walking around the supermarket and you sniff or you rub your nose.
Then, if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see what I went to do there. Catherine has very kindly, and it's steaming up my yellow glasses, so I'll take them off for a minute, has very kindly made me a face mask, several face masks. And she's given me one for a child, even though I have two children. So I've got to pick which one I want to live. The youngest. And the problem, I get the thing about gloves, but also the problem with face masks, James, is that people don't know how to use them. I don't know properly, and I'm going to read up on it. But apparently lots of people, when they're out and about, they will take their face masks down to take a phone call.
Yep.
They will take their face masks off and then put them back on again and do all of those things. What you're supposed to do, I believe, and I'm going to read up on it properly. There was an article the other day and I didn't read
it
properly.
Just retweeted Dr. Ranji's advice on it. He was really good with it.
You put the mask on and you leave it. And you don't touch it. That's pretty much it, isn't it, Catherine? You do not touch it until you get home. And if it's one you can wash, you then take it off and you put it in the washing machine. If it's one you have to throw away, you take it off, you throw it away. And after both of those, you wash your hands.
But the advice at the moment, and it does keep changing, so it's really difficult, because at first we were told, oh, it's pointless, don't worry about it. Yes. Now the suggestion is, if you're going to an enclosed space where you cannot avoid people... So, you know, if you're one of the people being crammed onto buses or, you know, using the tube or whatever, then you put it on with clean hands and you don't take it off until you are out in the open air again. Yeah. You don't need to wear it in your car. You don't need to wear it in the park. But if you are going somewhere where you're indoor, you know, you might feel in a supermarket, you might want to do that. But it's mostly for really enclosed spaces. At this point, that's what the advice is. But again, that may change again.
Yeah.
Hang on, Sam. Say that what you've just typed on my screen. Is that the law, or is that? Tell me what you've just typed on the screen, Sam.
So I was told today that as of Monday, when I get an Uber home, you have to wear face masks in Ubers now. As of
who has told? Is that company policy? Is that Uber policy, or is that law?
I believe it might be law. Because it wasn't... Okay. It
makes sense.
I think it's probably to protect the Uber driver. It's not to protect you. It's to protect the people around you. But, you know, if they're wearing a mask as well, you're protected.
Well, the mask... Go on, James. Sorry, you were saying something.
Some of the projections of how long it's going to be around coronavirus, and a lot of us apparently have already had it or may have had it and recovered. So I don't understand how we can live like this with masks and paranoia, and it's just crazy. I've not been wearing a mask myself. I've not been doing gloves. I've just been washing my hands and just trying to be sensible. But to be honest, when I washed my hands for 20 seconds, it made me realise how often I've not, in the past, been washing my hands properly, because that 20 seconds was a long time, that first time that I did it.
No, I get it. I'm, for some reason, I have in my head we're going to be living at some level like this for about 3 years. I have no science to back that up. It just feels to me that we're going to have 3 years of it being almost as extreme as this. Of course, some of the members of the WHO, Pete Townsend, were saying that the coronavirus could be around forever. So this, you know, we may be beginning a new chapter in humanity, but that's up to you. I'm not going to wear the mask unless I'm going to wear it next time I go to a supermarket. If I probably won't wear it in a petrol station, I won't wear it out for my walk because I live kind of in the country and I don't really see many people. But it's kind of good. We'll have some fun with it on the show on Sunday, of course, a little laugh. But it's kind of good to have it. But yeah, washing your hands, not touching your face. You know, our phones must be covered in that crap.
Yeah, well, the other thing about the masks is when you've worn them, you've got to get them home and wash them again. You can't just keep wearing them and wearing them. But I think the reason why they want members of the public to go for cloth masks is so that they don't use up the medical grade ones.
Well, as you know, if you're watching yesterday's stream, I can help with the PPE. I have the perfect way of making your own PPE. You get those transparent file binder things. You put some glasses through. You have PPE. So I don't actually see what the problem is. I do think some of those nurses have been whinging a little bit too much. Jamie, really nice to talk to you. Thank you. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. This is Talk Radio.
Online, on DAB and on a Talk Radio app. Many of these businesses will need to operate in new ways to ensure they're safe. Talk Radio.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.